Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I'm going to have to say thank you. Thank you for the well wishes. Thank you for the well birthday wishes. Thank you for saying happy birthday and all of that stuff. It's gladly, it's much appreciated. It is much appreciated. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And no, I do not celebrate my birthday anymore to that level, that exorbitant level anymore. I just don't do it anymore because there's this incident. There's something that happened once before that kind of just altered and just changed things where I don't necessarily go all out and celebrate the day of birth like I used to, like it used to go down, like it used to happen. It's just, and I'm pretty sure I've mentioned before that I'm not the cat to say, I'm not the person to say, hey, I have no regrets. There are a few regrets I have, but I'm also confident. I also believe that, hey, things happen for a reason. Yeah, things happen for a reason. And not only things happen for a reason, I'm able to learn and grow and take these mishaps or take these failures per se and build off of it and learn from it and continue to grow as a, wait for it, human, to continue to grow as a human, to continue to grow as a person. So even though it's there, some things that I wish that wouldn't happen and what have you, but I can accept it and I can move on and I can learn from that and hopefully not repeat the same mistake or repeat the same mistakes twice. And this where I'm going to let you inside. I'm going to let you behind the curtain so the noobs cannot be noobs anymore. The noobs, it's time for you to become one of us. Noobs, it's time for you to be able to communicate with me and the rest of us non-verbal. It's that time. It's because you've been rocking with us. You've been rocking with me for the past week, 2 days, 3 days. But hey, who's counting? Who is counting? Now it's time for you to hop on board. Now it's time for you to officially become one of us. And see, everything started out well. It started out okay. The morning turned into walk along the beach with some of my close friends, popping champagne, celebrating. Is this just the start? Just chill on a beach, just relax, talk, chit chat, look at the waves, just enjoy the weather, and just kick back because this is just starting. This is just the beginning of the birthday celebration. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning because there's just so many more things to come. It's just the beginning. So popping champagne, talking, chit chat, and my good friend, not necessarily best friend, but definitely one of my best friends. Definitely one of my best friends at the time. Just probably more than a best friend. More like a brother. My parents loved him. Mom, especially my mother, kept like a brother. Well, he couldn't make it because he had this crazy work schedule. Could not make it to the beach party that was planned by some of my close friends. Some of my closer friends couldn't make it to the beach party. And yes, it's actually the real true definition of friends. Real and true definition of friends, and not just throwing the term around. This is actual, the real meaning of friends. So it started out with the beach thing, had some close friends, and just sort of like a kickback, watch the waves, just chill, relax, popping champagne bottles legally, and just following the rules. It's my day. It's a celebration. You celebrate your week, correction. Month, correction. Year, you celebrate your year, but I'm going to take it back and go back to a day. You celebrate your day because it's your day. It is all about you. I'm getting up. I'm waking up and things already planned. This is planned. Then after all that, done, got cleaned up and stuff because, you know, beach, sand, all that stuff and what have you. And it's a little messy. So you got to get clean. And no, not that messy, but messy. So got cleaned up and it's still pre-gaming because the grand big finale, the grand big party is not till a little bit later, And so pre-gaming more with some of the peeps, or some of my friends and some people that I know that couldn't make it to the beach extravaganza. Now it's a little pre-gaming going on before the big drop down party, the big throw down party, pre-gaming. And at this party, which was renting out the entire hole in the wall entire space, because it is once again my day, my time to shine. It is my day, my week, and blah 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 and blah blah blah, basically my day. And no, I didn't do all this was like planned in advance. This was planned by my good friend. This was planned by my girlfriend at the time and her best friend. Basically, all of this stuff was planned ahead of time. So I had some my friends, her friends, some friends of friends, some enemies, some friends of friends of enemies. And it was just a huge collection of different people, even people that just wanted to party, people that just wanted to have fun, people that want to experience the adventure. Because still, yes, at this time, it was all about the adventure. Still at this time, I was having so much adventure. Still at this time, it was just too much for me to handle. And yes, I wasn't really understanding how to handle that. Channel for the final answer. Channel that. It was interesting. All these people that was gonna be there, except for my brother, you know, my roommate, my one of my best friends with the hectic and crazy work schedule. And I'm not too concerned about the work schedule because, like, hey, it's my day. Why couldn't you call? Why couldn't you take in off? Why couldn't you have, you know, just said a few words or something? Say a few words or something. And I'll get back to that. Say a few words or something. Anyway, pre-gaming, getting all my gifts during the pregame. Because I don't want to be getting my gifts and all of my stuff handed off while the party's taking place, while the party is going at the spot. Because that's a little too much for me. I'm not that braggadocious. I am not that guy. I'm definitely not that guy. So hey, just behind the scenes, in the cut somewhere. And better yet, it doesn't have to be anything at all. Better yet, I'm good with that. Just say the words. Or you don't have to say the words. Just give me a head nod. Just give me some kind of recognition. Just give me something. And we cool. We are good. That is all I ask for. I'm not asking for the world. Especially not on my day. No. So the pregame, I was getting some of my stuff. And then even after the party itself, I got some the rest. And the next day, I got some more. And you get it. But these were more so less closer friends or actual friends, not necessarily all of the names and other things that I rattled off, because like I said, at that point, just some kind of recognition. It can just be like a yo, eye contact, like what up dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see you. And one of my good friends actually ended up getting me a collection, an adult beverage now, not get your head out the gutter, collection. And my girlfriend got me the same thing, and she got me some card. I didn't think I read what's inside it, so I couldn't recall what she actually written. And I think the card was from her and her best friend. The another collection of alcohol was from her as well. So hey, got two collections of that. And those are the two things that stood out. Can't really tell you. Well, I'll get back to the other part. And I know what you're thinking about me showing up at my party. Showing up at my party, you know, like everybody else, when they show up at their party, they show up fashionably late. Because that's what you do on your day. That's what you do at your birthday party. That's what you do. Or that's what people say you are supposed to do. Hey, you just show up late. And you just walk in, all eyes on you. You get the lights flashing, lights and all the other stuff. It's like, ooh, look who came in. Look who graced us with their presence. Nah, me, I'm not that dude. Me, I'm not that guy. Noobs, remember this. If you're on time, you are late. You're on time, you are late. So I was at my own party like 30 minutes early. I was on my own party 30 minutes early because 30 minutes early was just about right. I wanted to be an hour early, but hey, 30 minutes had to work because I wasn't driving. And the people that was driving me there were the people that coordinated the party and the people that rented out the spot and did all that other stuff. So they said 30 minutes early was good enough. And I was like, hey, fine. It's my day, but just notice. I'm letting you do this because it's my day. So now I wasn't fashionably late. I was early because I wanted to make a list. I wanted to check off my checklist to see who was actually showing up late, to see who was actually showing up when they were showing up. So I was like, okay, you're 1 minute late. You're 5 minutes late. Okay, you are about an hour late. I don't know you. Why are you here? You're 2 hours late. And I wasn't actually standing by the door with a list in my hand and checking it off. It was a mental notation that was just going off. Like, okay, gotcha. Gotcha. So it was a mental thing. And yeah, it would have been cool if some of the peeps that were showing up or coming didn't come at all by being, you know, the five minutes late. Hey, 5 minutes late, why even come? Why even bother? Why even bother? But hey, I just broke back down. I was like, woosah. It's my day. I'm not gonna let you or anybody showing up 5 minutes late ruin my day. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen tonight. So it was fun. It was fun. Did a lot of singing, dancing, partying, and what regular people do on their birthday at an event or having an event in their name and all that stuff that goes with it. And so all of this took place. All of this happened. Time to go. Going back home. Night's almost over. Just me and my girlfriend at this point, and it's just us. And then the next day come. Yeah, fast forward, the next day. Oh yeah, and you're probably asking this question. It was like, hey, what about your roommate? Hey, what about one of your best friends? What? Yeah, that is correct. He did not show up at the beach. Did not show up for the pregame. Did not show up at the huge party. Did not show up I didn't realize that he was there or back until the next day when I got up, when it wasn't my day, when it wasn't my time to shine when my day was over. And even when I saw him then, he didn't acknowledge. Even when I saw him then, he didn't say anything. So at this point, there's just so much running through my veins. There's just so much coursing through my blood. And it's just so much that's going on in my mental. It's like, wait a minute. Somebody that I really respect. Somebody that I think is a brother to me. Somebody that's this close. Somebody and didn't even acknowledge that it's my day of birth. Didn't even acknowledge that, hey, happy birthday. Didn't even just throw me a deuce. Didn't even just give me a head nod. Just didn't even just nothing. No. And I wanted to convince myself, or I initially tried to convince myself. It's like, hey, you know, maybe you didn't know. But then got this little birdie in my ear who's not really a birdie, but it's like a real person. And he told me that. So, hey, yeah, I told your roommate that it was your birthday and that he should come to the party. But like, whoa, he added fuel to the fire. The burning flames. He added fuel to the burning flames. So I'm already heated. I'm already hot. And this was towards the end of the little party, the party that I was definitely on time for. This was at the end of the party that I was definitely on time for, because once again, fashionably late is 15 minutes early in my book. Take it to the bank. So all of this, and I'm still replaying and just running all these instances in my mind. I'm like, wait a minute. Even if he had this hectic work schedule, he could acknowledge it the day before, or could acknowledge it the day after. Hey, there's got to be some kind of acknowledgement. Man, we are like brothers. All the good times, all the bad times that we done been through, and you can't just, this was deep. I was deeply, deeply saddened. Deeply saddened, hurt, maybe, possibly. There was just so much coursing. There was just so much going on. And of course, there was a huge confrontation the next day. A huge confrontation the next day when I initially saw him. And let's just say that was definitely not a good moment. That was definitely not a good time. Things hasn't been the same since then. Ever since that was definitely the turning point of my life where I stopped having a birthday celebration. No more birthday celebration. No more extravagant parties. No more renting out spots, clubs, what have you. No more going to the beach. No more having a huge crowd. None of that. Not anymore. Because that was definitely the turning point. That was definitely the turning point. And I can say now we are friends. I suspect we are. However, it hasn't been the same since then. It hasn't been the same since that next day. It hasn't been the same since that confrontation. And that confrontation is definitely some in the top five that take backs. I would definitely take that back. Yeah, I know it's my day. Yeah, I know. But it went a little too, it got out of hand. It went too far. It went too far. And I can say it was a learning experience at that given moment in time. After the confrontation, I was done. I was completely through with celebrating birthdays. That's why, noobs, thank you for telling me happy birthday. Peeps, thanks for acknowledging and all that stuff. But hey, it's all good. You don't have to, but I get it. You do it because you want to. You do it because we got this close bond that we got going on. It's all good. It is all good. Just like me and MLB MLB, you are so close to the postseason. I don't know what I'm going to do without you because it's a national pastime. It's my favorite sport. It's what I love to do. It's what I love to watch because there's so much going on. There's so many analytics. There's so many numbers and there's so many digits and there's so much math that I can just utilize when I'm watching a game. There's so much math that I can just look up on my computer and just like and give you the percentage of a percentage of a percentage of this guy getting a hit in this stadium, whether it's day or night. I can just get all those statistics and I can just put them out there and just be like, whoa. And I can be like I'm doing parlor tricks. I can be like I'm doing like magic tricks. I can be doing like I'm a clown. I'm like, hey, but no, not that clown. Good clown. Good clown. Not good clown. Hey, not that clown, but good clown. But not dressed up like a real clown. No. And that's about to come to an end. I don't know how I feel about that. Long as you can keep me on my toes, long as you can just keep me entertained, which you are. And shout out to Cleveland. Cleveland. Is it October yet?